Okay. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Evening. First things first, welcome to my podcast, bro. For those who've been following me, you know, thank you so much, yeah. Thank you for the motivation as well, yeah. Then, little shout out to my boy, woohoo! Alan, bro. Biggest shout out to him, woohoo! So, follow him on Three Punch on SoundCloud. Three Punch on SoundCloud. I might say that again, yeah. Follow my boy, Three Punch on SoundCloud. Yo, unfortunately, I have no special effects, so I can't go like ham on the special effects, but you know, it's the thought that counts, yeah? So yeah, so today's a little bit of a story time. A little bit of a storytelling time, yeah? So today, someone posted me and I kind of remembered, yeah? There's an event that happened. Okay, I won't call it an event, but there's a scenario that happened. And I'm gonna break it down to you. So this time, yeah? Woo! Okay, so let me start. So, I went somewhere. Okay, it wasn't recently, it was a while back. This is like four years ago, okay? So, I'm not gonna... I think I've talked too much. I think I've given you guys so much suspense, yeah? Okay. So, it was like 4 years ago, and it was my first time visiting a weed cafe in Paris, yeah? So, my brethren took me to a weed cafe. Well, I didn't know him really good, and I knew he was kind of dodgy, but I was like, it's okay. Let's do it, you know? And I was like, I hope you're not burning some crack spice weed, yeah? Don't take me there. And he was like, nah, it's some certified weed, rete. You know, he's told me that a lot of times, so, and he's gone left, but I was like, ah, it's cool, I'll follow you there. So he taking me to the place, and he pressed buzzer, intercom in the thing, bruv. Some gangster, you know? I'm starting to shit myself a little bit. I'm thinking like, are we gonna smoke the weed? Are we gonna buy the weed? Are we gonna buy like 7 kilos in there? I just wanna burn one, you get me? You understand? So he's like, nah, relax. So we've gone to like a stairway, yeah? And like the aroma, it's just like, and as a smoker, smoke is normal to me. Like, obviously, if it's one of the mad ones, I'll burn a spliff for a little. But I've been smoking all day, you get me? But the aroma, woo! I follow the ambience, you feel me? It's a new vocab. The place was mad, so I followed the ambience, okay? Of the marijuana. And he opened the door, and bro, professional shit, yeah? They had massage chairs, TV, PS4. There was like a little bar at the top there with jars of weed. You know, I'm just excited. I'm like a youth in a Swedish sweet shop. You get me? So I'm looking at everyone, man, I'm banning weed everywhere. You know, out of the shisha thing, man, I got the vape pens going on. Man, I got the bong. Ah. It's going off. It's like California in there, you know? So I said, cool. So the other thing kind of hit me. I was like, right, it looks a bit pricey, dog. I don't really know what the fuck is going on. But you know what? You give a man the you got me eyes, you know? Because what I had in my pocket was for normal weed, bro. And that shit in the jar was not normal, you get me? So I gave him the you got me eye. And I've given him that look before. So I'm like, oh, he got me. So they're telling man, it's £25 a gram. So I'm not trying to promote weed smoking. Listen, so if you smoke weed and you hear that 25 a gram, that's like, it's like about, let's say on the safe side, let's say 3,200 just for that one nag, okay? And mark you, man, this was my first time smoking high grade, you know? So, 25 pound a gram. I was like, I don't know about them prices. Show me the, you know, I was like, So I was like, okay. He was like, he got me. So I was like, we got to the front. So the brother asked me, this is when I knew when I was in trouble. You know what the man was behind the till? It was a white man, okay, with dreadlocks. So if you see a white man with dreadlocks, automatically, he's an hippie, weed smoker, peacemaker, burn off all the weed. You can't match that man them. He's looking at me. You know, I just wanted to tell him, whatever you had, don't give me that one. Because you're mashed up. So he's like, nah, what you want? So I'm looking like all the jars. I'm seeing space cookies, cookie dough, gravy, all kind of shit. So I don't know nothing. So until I see a familiar fruit, a familiar friend, yeah, lemon. I ain't seen him in a while. I said, give me the lemon. Rude boy, white man behind the counter with the dreadlocks, looked at me and looked as if he wanted to kill me and told me, this guy, so you're gonna bring a brother, and looked at me, yeah? I bet this is what he was thinking, yeah? So he looked at me and said, you're gonna bring the brother here and buy the cheapest weed. Give him the mad thing, bro. 25 pound a gram. So, I don't know, what was it called? Orange Skittles. Huh? Man kind of thought, like, this is one of them ones, you know? It looks pretty, you know? Man are just taking this weed thing because man is like a light work drug, you know? Man trying to make it look all kind of mad thing. You know, once you give it a certain name, it just looks like a mad riot when you smoke a spliff, you know? So I'm just looking at my 25 pound gram. You know, if you have not paid for something and you're still disgusted of the price, yeah? So I was just looking at it like, it's just 25 pound a gram. This is crazy. Rude boy, before I sparked it, my brother go like, yo, this is it. Take a toke. Cool, I said cool. So let me try smoke as much as possible of that 25 gram, you know? You give me the zoot, man forget and think it's mine, you know? Just chill. I'm one of those guys, you know? You pass the joint and I forget, you know? Rude boy see me with this, I took two puffs, yeah? And I was like, get the fuck up, take this away from me. You know, cause man just started looking around, yeah? I was like, I was out, yeah? So I just puffed on it, yeah? I said, cool. That's another thing, yeah? I couldn't even do the fresh air thing because we were underway. Because, as I said, it was a weird place, yeah? Okay, not a weird place, but it was really good. So when it hit me the first talk, like, once it hit me, like, I felt it, yeah? So I was like, I gotta pass it, you know? Because man have to burn things. Because, you know, rude boy, I was a teenager, yeah? I was finished. I was those football. I couldn't even tell you the score. I forgot everything, you know? I don't even know what the fuck was going on. I'm only halfway through the spliff. I'm looking around. My brethren, normal, you know? You know when you kind of sit down and, you know, slide on the chair, yeah? So I was like, that's kind of the position I was in, because man are smoking me, you know? So I'm looking at my brothers like, zombie-eyed. So I'm like, nah, I gotta be on point, you know? So I finished my J, yeah? So I got now the second wave of the high. So I'm chilling. I can't remember what exactly was playing, because as I said, I couldn't even remember the scores, I couldn't even see. So about 25 minutes, as I said, I remember though it was England and Holland playing, yeah? And so as I'm trying to focus on the soccer, yeah? soccer. Oh man, as I'm trying to focus on the soccer, yeah, I just closed my eyes, yeah, and when I woke up, extra time, man was asleep to the extent of I've woken up, there's new customers in the building, you know. So how long have I been out for? So you know the ones where you're just trying to quick thing, you know, play it out, brush it off. So I'm here, I had a little nap for about 24 minutes. I'm now roll another one, you know. It's nothing, boom. Rude boy, let me tell you this straight. And real smokers can relate. I have to finish my Batman thing. The J cannot defeat me. I'm not packing it, okay? Because what I learned from them, man, them, you pack your Zoot, you wake up, there's no brand, there's no Zoot. So you have to burn it. Lionheart thing, yeah? Rude boy, I'm struggling. If this weed is almost filling me up like it's food, I'm almost drunk off the high, you know? By this point, yeah? I don't even know what sports on the telly. I was supposed to play FIFA with the man. I just had to tell him, bro, I can't do that, you know? I'm sweating, the AC is on, it's too much. Take time. One thing I wanna say is, I've been doing these flavors things for time, yeah? Man have been giving me flavors, Star Dog, Moon Cap, all kind of animal weed, bro. Red berries, blueberries, Fanta, all kind of blood clot name, yeah? And it's never affected me, man, different until that moment, yeah? You see, when you get that real flavors, it's real, you know? You have to take time with it, and you have to have water on deck, because that was different. I slept through about 17 hours when I got back home, you know? Well, not home, but to the hotel. So you think I could build it that? Bro, I was finished by the time I got to the hotel. Cab driver had to scrape me off the back seat and more or less help me to the hotel reception. And my mom looked at me like, what drug have I taken? So I told my mom, yeah, I'm not going back to that place, even though I went back again 2 days. So it's a little bit of a story time. I hope you guys enjoyed that story.